This. Okay. All right. Well, today is definitely much warmer than last week. I was shaking a lot last week, but I think today will be a little bit better. So before we get into studying this passage of scripture and talking about our vision, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for waking us up this morning, for giving us breath and giving us life. It's because of you, God, that we are alive and we are breathing today. And so we want to even just share this awe that the early church had. We recognize, God, that you are a good God, you are a faithful God, you are a sovereign God. And I just ask that we would approach your word with reverence, with a level of seriousness today. But also, I pray that, God, you would speak to each of our hearts. Convict us in the areas of our lives where you want us to change and where you want us to be transformed. And help me to speak your truth in love. Help me to speak to my fellow brothers and sisters in a way that will bless them, encourage them, and build them up in their faith. In your name we pray, amen. Okay, so we've been talking about vision. We've been talking about our vision. And last week, if you were here, you heard us share, garbage is there. You heard me share about the value of love and how last week we talked about loving God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. And what does that look like? For us as believers, as Christians, to love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind. We talked a little bit about how growing up in certain cultures and certain settings may tell us that we are to devote our lives to getting a good education, raising a family, having a good job. Yet when we read the teachings of Jesus, he says, okay, those things are not necessarily bad. They are good things, but they are not completely God things. That as Christians, our lives are meant to be devoted to the things that Jesus has called us to, spending time in his presence and going out into the world and telling others about him and making disciples. This is what we are called to as Christians. And that is ultimately what it looks like to love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, is to have an intimate relationship with God. And out of that intimate relationship, go into the world and do the things he calls us to. We understood that the scripture is summed up by really two commands, love God and love others. That is what we are called to as Christians. And so today I wanted to share about our next value. Okay, and vision is giving us a clear direction of where we want to go as a church. We need vision so that we know where we are going, what we are trying to accomplish for God, and where ultimately God wants us to go according to his word. Sit down, please. And then we want to also know, according to God's word, how we are called to live. Okay, and so our vision that we shared last week is this, that through the empowerment of Holy Spirit, we strive to be the church God desires as the day of Christ's return approaches. Okay, so we know we need Holy Spirit if we are to accomplish the things God wants us to. But we are also striving to be the church that God desires. And as the day of Christ's return approaches. Okay, we understand. We are getting closer and closer every single day to Jesus returning. How do we know that? Well, the Bible tells us. We see things happening in the world. The rumors of war, earthquakes, floods, hurricanes, tsunamis. All of these different things Jesus says are signs to the truth that he is coming back soon. So we have limited time as Christians to make the most use of our time, because we will stand before God one day and give an account for our lives and for our time and what we dedicated our lives to. Okay? And so, value number one is love. And what value number two is meeting together. Okay? And this is what we just studied in the scripture. I'm going to read this blurb and then we will break it down a little bit. Throughout the Bible, we see that the believers devoted themselves to teaching, prayer, fellowship, and communion, and met together regularly for these purposes. In Colossians 3, Paul commands the church to teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives, and to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. It is our goal to commit to meeting together as a family of believers and devote ourselves to the same things the early church did, while leaving room for Holy Spirit to lead us and work in and through our lives. We believe that every member has been given a gift to help build up the body of believers. And without that member pursuing and contributing their spiritual gifts, we fall short of being the church that God truly desires. It is ultimately our hope that as we meet together, at times we would be able to bring insight from our personal time with the Lord, teach and counsel one another, share a word of encouragement or wisdom, and use our gifts to build up the body. Lastly, Hebrews 10 says, "Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." The temptation can be to compromise our meeting together with other believers and to fill our time with other fun activities. However, we want to be a church that does not compromise our time together, but instead works towards being faithful to this command. Okay, and the practical goals and application are obviously Sunday service, fellowship, and Sunday school. Okay, so what does this mean? Well, I will ask you guys this question. What does it mean to be devoted to something? Okay, when you are devoted to something, what does that look like for you? Okay, if you are a devoted student, or you are a devoted father, or a devoted mother, or a devoted child or athlete or whatever the case may be, what does it look like to be devoted to something? In 2026, you know, there's many people who are starting different resolutions, right? The gyms are usually packed for January and February, and then nobody starts going to the gym starting in March because everybody wants to start strong. But if you are devoted to the gym, let's just say in 2026, you want to be devoted to gaining 5 pounds of muscle, okay? And you want to exercise and you want to become a little bit healthier in your cardio. What would that look like? If you went to the gym once a week, do you think you would accomplish your goal? Would you be devoted to the gym? Or if you went to the gym maybe just for 10 minutes, every week, do you think you would be devoted to gaining that 5 pounds of muscles or getting stronger in your cardio? No, most likely you wouldn't. But when we look at the scripture, when we look in the Bible says that the early church was devoted to a few things. They were devoted to studying the Bible, the apostles' teaching. They were devoted to fellowship. They were devoted to communion. And they were devoted to prayer. And when we talk about devotion, it means absolutely committed. Now, for some Christians, they consider coming to church once a month, twice a month, you know, having a little bit of fellowship on Sunday. They call that devotion. Somewhere along the lines, we've missed what it means to actually be devoted to God and to be devoted to something. Okay, what the standard of God is an absolute commitment. It's an absolute devotion to Him. That is what it means to love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind. Anything that comes less than that probably, again, just either means that we've never really understood what it means to be an authentic Christian according to Jesus, or we've actually missed the point of how we are to devote our lives to God. And we've just lived casually in our faith or in our Christian journey. But to be devoted to something means that we are absolutely committed to God, to the church, to the mission, to studying the Bible, to prayer, to fellowship. It's not a small casual commitment, but it's an absolute commitment. It is a full commitment. I told you guys that as we go through these visions, it's going to be a simple sermon. I don't have the normal slides that I normally have, but I want us to grasp one point from this, is that the Bible talks about meeting together. Okay, what is meeting together? Does anybody know when the Bible talks about meeting together? What is that for us as Christians? Fellowship?
Studying the Bible?
Sorry, what did you guys say? Praying together?
Support each other?
And actually, our service on Sunday, this is also meeting together. This is what meeting together meant in that historical context. It's any time the believers gathered together. So what you guys said is absolutely right. We gather for fellowship. We gather to study the Bible. We gather for prayer. We also gather for worship. We also gather on Sunday. This is the time that we have set apart to gather together and to worship God. And here is what the Bible says. In Hebrews 10, 24 to 25, it says, "Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near." So God is encouraging us. Hey, Jesus, He's coming back soon. So what are we commanded to do in this scripture? We can't miss this point. Don't neglect the meeting together. Don't neglect the gathering of the believers. Okay, this is the temptation, though, in most churches. If you have to wake up on Sunday morning and think, oh, should I go to church today? That probably just reveals your heart. That you're either not that connected to God, or you're either a fake Christian. That's simply what the Bible says. If that thought ever crosses your mind on Sunday morning, should I go to church today or should I play basketball? Your motivations and your focus is all out of whack. Okay, if you wake up on Sunday and you are excited to gather with the church and you look forward to it and you're saying, wow, God, this is an amazing day. I get to gather with my brothers and sisters. Your heart is in a good place. But if you've ever had to think about it, Holy Spirit is probably revealing something to you right now, that there are other things in your life that are more important to God. Okay, and the scripture is talking about not neglecting the meeting together. Okay, so you say, well, Pastor Christian, there's probably some times where it's okay to miss the meeting, right? Yeah, it is. You know, if somebody's sick, I can understand that. You can't come out of your bed. Please don't bring your germs to the gathering or to the meeting. If you are traveling and out of the country, Brother Raymond was just sharing with me, him and his wife are getting ready to travel to Hong Kong. That's a good reason to miss the meeting, the gathering of the believers. You're not physically in the place where you can gather. But when you talk to a lot of young people, hey, where were you on Sunday? Oh, I had a biology test on Monday. Or I was studying for my physics exam. Or I had to do university applications. Or I was playing basketball with my friends. Or I went to see a movie. We've missed the point of what God is trying to tell us. And we've actually disobeyed his word. Because according to his word, he says, do not neglect the meeting together. That means don't compromise the meeting together. But we like to have this casual type of thinking, well, it's okay, God will understand. No, he actually won't understand. That if you choose to miss the meeting together for something that he says is not as important. This is his standard. This is his word. This is what he desires from us as a church. And if we are going to grow to actually be a church that pleases God and to be that church that God desires, well, we have to take this scripture seriously because a lot of Christians don't. They consider many things on Sunday more important than the meeting together. And many times, Christians have thought it's okay to miss the meeting together for things that are not that important. And there are a lot of things that are important. But God says, prioritize this. All those other things can wait. You have Monday to Saturday to do it if you want to. But the Sunday gathering of the believers is very important to God. It's not something we are to do casually, but it's something that we are to take very seriously. And why does the Bible say that? Well, it says right there, because this is our very rare opportunity to encourage one another. There's so much in the week that happens from Monday to Saturday. This is our opportunity to say, hey, to our fellow brothers and sisters, keep going. You can do it. Don't give up. We can encourage one another. We can build each other up. We can pray for one another. And this is what our meeting and our gathering is meant to be, an opportunity where we can encourage each other and build each other up so that when we go out into our weeks, we are strengthened in the word of God, and we are strengthened to face whatever we will face in the world. Okay, so This is something we are going to value. Okay, and if you think to yourself, well, I can't commit to this. This is too hard to commit to the Sunday gathering and the meeting together. There's just other things that are more important. Well, be honest with yourself. If there are things that are more important to you, I'm sure you can find many other places to go where you can be casual with your commitment. Not for all of you, because some of you are here because your parents are here. But for others of you, maybe you have that choice. But we want to be committed. We want to be devoted to the gathering and to the meeting together. Why? Is that because, well, that's going to be the right thing to do? Yeah, but partly because it will be the loving thing to do for God, not for anyone else. But that's what's going to please God. And this is what it means to be devoted. We can't miss this because we've taken what devotion means and what was talked about in the book of Acts, and we've replaced it with many things in the church. Yet we're called to be devoted. Okay, and so how can we continue to be devoted as Christians throughout 2026? We just have to simply prioritize the things that God says we should prioritize, and hopefully do that with the right heart and the right motive. Okay? So we started with love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. How does that get put into practical application? Number one is we prioritize this meeting together. This is important to God, so this should be important to us. And everything else that we think is important needs to become secondary. Okay? Next week, Pastor John is going to be sharing a message here in the English ministry, and I have the privilege and the honor to speak in the Chinese service. That will be different for me. Pray for me. I've never spoken with a translator before. I'm going to have to really slow down. But when I come back, I'm going to share about two more values, okay, which are the mission. That's what we also want to value as a church, and also Bible reading and prayer. That is something we also want to, you know, value as a church throughout 2026. And we'll talk about that. And then we're going to get into a very interesting topic, one that we are going to dive into in depth, which is spiritual warfare. And that's something that you guys have been asking to learn more about. So that will be another journey that we will go on, where we will understand spiritual warfare and what that means to us as Christians. Okay, so this year it's going to be an exciting journey, but we have to start with this right and good foundation of what it means to love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, all our strength, and to give him the reverence and the honor and the praise that he is due. Okay, and so meeting together, as we go forward, let's continue to make that a priority and to make that a focus. And in doing so, we will honor God and we will have the opportunity to build each other up during this time that we gather together. Okay, let's pray. Father, thank you for this simple truth that you do not want us to neglect the meeting together, but you want us to prioritize it. You want us to take it seriously. If there has been times in our past where we have made things more of a priority than the meeting together of the believers, we repent and we ask that you would forgive us. where we've misunderstood, or maybe just out of ignorance, we never knew that it was that serious to you, God. But now that we do know that it is that serious to you, I pray that we will work to prioritize this meeting together. That other things, God, that are either fun activities or even if it has to do with our school or whatever else, God, it comes secondary to what you command us to do. And we want to prioritize what is commanded and what you want us to do as Christians. And so I ask that you would help us to commit to this, to be devoted to this, even when we feel that we don't want to, or even when we wake up at certain times and we think, oh, it would be good to do something else today. Please deliver us from that temptation and help us to stay focused on you and to stay focused on what is important. Because your word says that, Jesus, you are coming back soon. And we have a very brief time and brief opportunity to make the most of our time here on earth. And we want to be committed to you. We want to be devoted to you, God. And so continue to open our eyes to see what it looks like to love you with all our heart, all our strength, all our soul, all our mind, and to be completely in love with you and to live a life that pleases you and honors you as a good father. And so, God, I just ask that you would be with each of us here today. Help us to meditate on your word and help us to wrestle with your word so that it would lead to change and transformation in our life. In your name we pray. Amen.